And welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, May 29th. I'm Dan Loney. This time, being successful after graduation and avoiding collection scams. Those stories and more as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Thousands of college students will be getting their diplomas this month and then heading out into the workforce. But do they possess the skills necessary to slide right into an office job? A new study from online textbook rental site Chegg and Harris Interactive shows that the answer for that question is different when you talk to the students in comparison to hiring managers. In a series of questions, the hiring managers saw the college grads not as proficient as the students think they are. Chegg CEO Dan Rosenzweig says the preparedness really falls on the students.
Nobody's going to care about your career as much as you are. No one's going to care about what you learn as much as you do. So the most important thing is for you to really understand where you want to go, what skills you're getting, what skills you're not.
And if a student thinks he or she is missing out on certain skills, then they need to know how to obtain them.
We think college is a very important thing, but there is more that is necessary for you to be able to do today than there was 10 years ago. And we think you need to go find it on your own if the institution is not providing it.
After the break, get a call from a collection agency? Well, it might be a fake.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
If you ever get a call out of the blue from a collection agency, be careful. In the latest WSJ Credit Minute, Adam Levin of Credit.com explains how it could be a scam and how you can avoid compromising your personal data.
Consumers across the country are getting calls from debt collectors, sometimes for debts they don't even owe. The collector may know a lot about you, where you work, your bank account information, or Social Security number. Don't let that fool you. Instead, ask the collector to send you a written notice of the debt by snail mail, not email, which can easily be faked. This is your right under federal law, and scammers generally don't bother. If you do get that notice and you aren't sure if you really owe the debt or if the amount is correct, you can dispute it. You have 30 days from when they send you that notice, so act quickly and send your dispute by certified mail. It won't make the debt go away, but you'll have time to research your options for dealing with it. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
And that's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.